John Page spends his days searching for computer drafting jobs at the library. His evenings are spent at the Warming Center in downtown La Crosse. Page sleeps in one of the facility's recliners during the cold winter months. He likes to pick a plush turquoise one in the corner near the TV.
But I don't watch that much TV. I'm too busy trying to figure out what I'm going to do the next day.
Page says there are so many reasons people come to stay at the Warming Center. Some have lost their jobs, and other people have lost their homes.
Some come in from divorce, some from their attempts to stop from drinking. And then we have those that come from jail, and they need a place to stay. So this is actually a very good place for people to start their life again.
Page is one of at least 35 people who sleep at the Warming Center on any given night. It moved from a new location in November, more than doubling in size. It now provides showers, laundry, and a kitchen for the guests, services the former, more cramped location could not provide. The expansion is just one of three phases a coalition is working on to provide more services to homeless people in the area. The second piece involves opening a daytime drop-in center, which organizers hope to have open within the next few weeks in downtown La Crosse. People will be able to stop in for a cup of coffee or a sandwich. They'll also be able to meet with staff from area nonprofits that work on healthcare, jobs, and housing. Mary Fitzpatrick is the coordinator of the Warming Center, run by Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse.
Whether they're a vet, you know, and connecting them with the VA that has wonderful programs for the homeless, or Cooley Cap, you know, who has transitional housing programs for the homeless mentally ill, you know, it'll be a real collaborative effort that's expanded even more.
The drop-in center will be run by the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration. Sister Karen Neuser is helping coordinate the effort. She says creating a daytime space shows people who are homeless that many in the community truly care about them.
And if people care, you can actually face life and go on. Without having somebody really care, you lose hope. You lose any impetus to go further.
The third phase of the initiative is building transitional housing and a job training center downtown within a year. Rick Staff is president of Gerard Heschler Realtors, which has been instrumental in purchasing and finding properties for the project.
There's a garage there now, and so we could start with the construction skills training program immediately because there's a vacant lot, so room to learn how to put together walls and those things. But eventually we hope to have food service skills and other related type of skills that people can take into the wide community and find a job. And eventually we'll need a facility. And when we build that, we hope to have some housing built there as well to serve the same groups.
Back at the Warming Center, John Page says all the coordinated efforts should help people in his situation, jobless and homeless, find a new beginning.
It's a coming together of the community with resources and people to try and put their lives together again. There's a family quality about this.
A positive quality, Page says, that can make the La Crosse community stronger in the long run. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.